It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM. I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith, in for John Moe. British Airways is getting some flack from privacy watchdogs about its new Know Me program. BA will create a little database about business class and first class passengers, including photos from Google Images and information gathered during previous flights, things like the seat or drink you'd prefer, or if you like an extra blanket. BA says it's just trying to provide better service. And this is nothing unique, according to Bob Sullivan, a tech reporter with MSNBC.com.
What they're doing here is taking data that they already own because they have a relationship with a customer, and data that's publicly available, and they're marrying it to find out interesting things, which frankly every company is doing right now.
Everyone from hotels to travel sites to online stores.
But on the other side, the privacy invasions are enormous. And so the cost-benefit to me is really unclear.
It sounds in a certain way like what will set off the creepy meter or not has more to do with if we see a value to what we're trading our data for. I mean, if they bring you a second cookie without you having to ask, is that worth your privacy?
By the way, I'm at an airport getting on an airplane. If someone wants to bring me a second cookie, I will take it. And again, there are hotels that give you cookies when you check in, and that feels great. But to do so, they don't necessarily have to acquire the right to know what kind of cookie you like and sell it off to a big cookie-making company. And there's the direct way, and there's the sort of passive-aggressive way, if you will. I think companies stress the passive way far too much and don't simply ask directly what our preferences are.
Sullivan says it's a tricky balancing act for companies now, trying to offer the personalized service we're starting to expect without registering on the creepy meter. And often companies use our information in ways that do help them serve us better, says Ryan Kahlo, a law professor at the University of Washington.
When you walk up to the kiosk, someone might greet you by name, or they've seen that you've complained in the past about not being given the seat that you wanted, and so they make sure that you get the seat that you're supposed to, or if you don't, they're very apologetic about it.
But Kahlo adds, there is some truly creepy stuff companies can do with that information.
They can tell from how many times you visited a particular website, or maybe even if you're using a Mac versus a PC, or maybe if you're coming from a particular IP address that's associated with a good neighborhood or a bad neighborhood. And then the business might tailor the price or the offer that it gives to you. Or maybe you're not being offered a particular credit deal because you come from a bad neighborhood. And as this trend continues, you can see how there might be the potential for abuse.
Or maybe you just have to borrow your rich friend's computer. An interesting new survey about social media.
According to a recent study.
Social media can be great. Helps us get in touch with long-lost friends, stay in touch with loved ones who are far away. But researchers at the University of Salford in the UK found social media is making us feel bad. About half of the people they surveyed said Facebook and Twitter time made them feel worse about themselves because they started comparing their lives and accomplishments to the lives and accomplishments of their friends. About two-thirds had trouble relaxing and sleeping after spending time on social networks. Let's face it, we've all been there.
He and Audrey went to Rome, and he was making all those wishes at those, like, overrated fountains, and they took a bajillion pictures of it.
Is your ex-boyfriend?
Yes.
That's a clip from the HBO show Girls. And taking social media away doesn't solve the problem. The Salford survey also found people became unhappy and anxious when they couldn't access their Facebook account. Social media. Can't live with it, can't live without it. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by CenturyLink, linking Americans and Fortune 500 companies to what matters most. Learn more at CenturyLink.com.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.